morning and welcome to each one. Sometimes I think it's good for us to go back and think about some of the basic things about our Christian life. And there was two questions that I've been thinking about lately in regard to our spiritual walk or journey that I'd like to think about this morning. The first one has to do with what motivates us to do what we do. Why do I do what I do? Why do I follow Christ? Why do you follow Christ? Why do we persevere? Why do we care? Why do we love? Why do we give? And I don't know that I really have the answer this morning, as it were. Let me back up. I don't know that I understand the answer. I know we have the answer, but I don't always understand that. This week, there was an incident that happened at work. I was delivering a load. Wide load had an escort, and there was an accident, and the escort rear-ended me. Now, let me back up a little bit. The lady that's driving the car is not the person that I particularly care to run with a lot. She's one that runs her mouth more than her brain, and I get a little annoyed sometimes, but this is life. You have these people, and I don't particularly care about this lady too much. Well, after the accident, her car was totaled, she was a wreck, and I found myself caring about this person. And looking back, I don't know that I understand all that. She's had a lot of issues, and I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but I guess sometimes we as Christians do things we don't always understand why we do. Sometimes there's a care within us, a love within us that we don't always understand. Second question that I've been thinking about is what makes you grow? What causes you to grow? Or mature in your spiritual walk. And sometimes God takes us through things to help us grow. Sometimes we try to do it on our own strength. We maybe do things that we think are going to help us grow. And sometimes we're challenged. And I know that's been a big one for me, to be challenged. But as you think of being challenged in your spiritual walk, to grow in a certain area, that's not enough just to be challenged. I look at my own life and I see a lot of areas that I can grow and I can mature, and yet I don't have the power to change that. Even though I see the need, I don't have the power to change it on my own strength. And as I was rolling up all these things around in my mind, I came to realize there's basically one answer to these two questions. What causes you to grow, and what motivates you? Philippians 2:13. I want to read two verses, and I love this verse. You can turn there if you want. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is not our own willpower that causes us to do good. It is God's power within us that even gives us the desire to serve him. The second verse, Acts 17:28. This is Paul on Mars Hill. The first part of the verse, for in him we live and move and have our being. Let's pray. God, I thank you that you motivate us, and you are the one that calls us to grow. And it is not something we can do on our own strength, but it is only because you bless us that we can be motivated to serve and to love. And God, I pray that that you would do that to us this morning and speak to us. Pray you would challenge us, and just pray that you can receive honor and glory by us being here together today. In Jesus' name, amen.